But you get to know.
That's crazy.
But I need to have my
phone. Putting this on.
And I report back the agreements.
Just give me back that.
If there's not an issue there, then the rest of it becomes pretty solid.
Now I recognize.
I listen to these.
Should be good.
Okay, folks, I'll bring meeting to order, please. Everyone rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the May 7th regular council meeting of Chester Heights Borough. First up on the agenda is roll call. Present tonight, we have Mayor Stacy Smith, Solicitor Jerry Montella, Engineer Matt Hootman, Councilpersons Philip Block, Gina Marie Ellis, Teresa Augustinelli, myself, Steve Cocosa, Jordan Goldberg, and Susan Clark. Next up on the agenda is a period for the public to address council. We ask that you state your name and address. Anyone in the first row? Second row?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, good evening. My name is Laura Lim, and I live at 101 Valley Brook Road with my husband, Michael, and my three sons, Brady Michael, Joshua Michael, and Matthew Michael. And I put together this little presentation to try and explain our situation. But we've only lived there for 4 years. We're a military couple. My husband just retired last year. And you'll have to share, I only have four.
Sure.
So I'm trying to strategically place these.
Arts. And then Mayor. He'd be a good one to see these.
Right.
Actually, it's a pen
so
button.
I can really quickly walk you through the pictures. But
that's right, I emailed you about.
Basically, we live in a 225-year-old house on a 250-year-old road. And we're having a lot of problems with car accidents.
Okay.
So if you want to look through the pictures, they'll take like 2 minutes. So this is our home on the first page, and as you can see, it's really close to the road, and it's right up the street here. If you flip it over, the first accident we had when we moved here in July of 2014, a few months later in November, is the first car accident that you see, and that happened at 8 o'clock in the morning. A girl flipped her car, and you can see it's right in our driveway, and I'm particularly showing pictures about the first 80 feet in front of our house that I'm trying to address here. The next page is Halloween, same 80 feet of 2015, 3 a.m. in the morning, a car came crashing through and ping-pong down the hill, and luckily our trees were there, but you can see it broke through our fence. So that was the day that we learned our fence was a false sense of security. As you go up and down Valley Brook Road, you kind of fly by our house. And we thought it was a secure fence, and we were actually out that night doing s'mores. 5 hours later, that accident happened. So that was an eye-opener for us. So that started this great dialogue with you, 2015 December, to get a guardrail put up. And you supported it unanimously to try and help us out. The PennDOT came out, and they looked at it with my husband, and they saw the traffic, and they said, yeah, we need a guardrail. So the actual team came out to put the guardrail in on Valley Brook Road, and there was gas line flags there. So they called their supervisor, and he said, come back, take pictures. And then I got an email from him, and his name is in here, Jim Chambers. I guess he's not here, he's part of PennDOT. And he said in the email one sentence, and he says, we can't do it because we can't have the utility post close to the gas line. But the supervisor on duty that day said, absolutely, we do this all the time, we do hand digs. And he said, absolutely not. So you went to bat for me, and it came back, sorry, PennDOT said no. So we never got the guardrail, we replaced the fence, and life goes on. So the next page, so we didn't get what we wanted. So the next page, there's a couple other pictures that have happened on the same 80 feet of road right up the street from here. Coming down the hill during the wintertime, speeding, cars going 360. Luckily, it didn't go through our fence, but it happened right in front of my home. The next one was this 2017 December. We had 8 cars come barreling down the hill, and they all just went all over the place, and one car landed on my neighbor's front porch. And it all has to do with no signage, speeding, and it's just this familiarization with Valley Brook that everybody has, or they don't have, and understand that they need to slow down, and there's not any visible signage. And I drove it today, and there's just not enough signage, and you'll see it. So the last picture is March of 2018, this past year, when we had one of our last snows. a car is flying up the hill, and I happened to be just looking out the window, and he just was ping-ponging, and he hit my fence like 3 times, never broke my fence, but was trying to fly up the hill, which was an odd thing, but he did it. So last Saturday is on page 6, and this is the most poignant one, and this is why I'm here. 8:08 in the morning, a car comes flying down the hill of Valley Brook, and the car flies through our driveway and hits our mailbox and our fence. The reason why we decided to bring this to your attention today is because that was last Saturday. If that would have been Monday through Friday, my 8-year-old and I stand there to get on the bus at 8:08 every morning, and I wouldn't be here. So I really need some help with this 80 feet. So if you flip the page, you can see the 80 feet that I'm talking about. And it's Valley Brook, it's just right up the street right here, and we really need some help. So we'd like you to help with the guardrail, readdress it. If the supervisor who's the worker bee actually says, I can do this, I just need a hand dig permit, then we'd like you to go to bat for us a second time and advocate for that. That's definitely going to protect all the homes on that side coming down Valley Brook. All the signage, if you actually walk up there, which is actually pretty dangerous, you can actually see where there has been signage before, but they're broken off at the base. I can't explain that. I've only been here 4 years. But signage coming up and down Valley Brook is gone. There's very little. And if you're on Valley Brook, where they have the Valley Brook Estates, if you will, coming down Valley Brook before you do the big hill, there's one sign that says 30 miles an hour, and it's tucked away, and it's literally at the top of the hill when you're already speeding. It's just not advanced enough. We'd like additional signage. There's a lot of different signage that can be done. Driveways, slow down, kids at play. I mean, something to slow people down. And one of the things that was offered up was having that when people are driving and you see it says speed and it actually tracks your speed, it tells you how fast you're going. Something like that at the top of Valley Brook as you're going down the hill to let people know that they're speeding. It happens all the time. And these are just 6 accidents in the last 4 years that we happen to be home and document. I mean, something just happened at Bodley and Valley Brook where the guardrail's all messed up. I have no idea what it was. And that happened yesterday morning between 8 and 10. So there's a lot of things that go on that hill. My sons get on and off the bus at 8 and 4 every day, and there's always like big trucks, like quarry trucks coming down the hill, and they're slamming on their brakes, and it's just is horrific. And it's just a matter of time before somebody gets killed, and I just don't want it to be my kids. That's all I got.
Great. Matt, question for you. Is Jim Chambers still the engineer, I guess,
the PennDOT guy,
supervisor for this area?
I'm not sure. Can follow up. I mean, even if the gas line's in the way, the gas line occupies the state's road right away. So if the state asks the gas line to move their line, they have to move it. So, I mean, have you talked to Steve Barrar's office?
No, I have all the emails, but the last email that he gave me and then the phone call, it was like, it's done. I mean, I can forward it all to you if you want to get back in the loop and see it, but I said in the email, I just met the supervisor, I was out there, and she said she can do it, she just need a hand dig order, can we do that? Mm-hmm. And then he forwarded it up to Mr. Chambers, and he says, no, I don't want the post in the utility line, and that's mm-hmm. it. And mm-hmm. he was like, apparently the final word. Mm-hmm. That would be the best bet, but it just seemed like it was a bridge too far for him, and I don't know who he is.
Mm-hmm. Matt, why couldn't they use a footing more shallower, say a spread footing, rather than going down?
There's several options to get around.
Okay.
I mean, you understand their concern. They can't be driving piles in close proximity to the gas line, but there is ways around that. You can move the gas line or offset the posts and concrete or something.
Okay. Would you forward those to me?
Absolutely.
And then Matt, or maybe you and I could?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, contact Jim and see why that wasn't installed.
Right.
For whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and then we'd like signage put up. We need, like,
sure.
There's a lot of things that need to happen. And if you really think about it, like, 80 feet of road, and this is 6 accidents,
yeah.
Like 80 feet, and I just happen to be home and just document these.
Sure.
You know, it's pretty telling that people are not aware of the dangers of that hill, you know? And so we just need some help. The guardrail would be ideal. I'm just not sure if it'll, I'll leave that to you. That would be fantastic.
Okay.
Would that guardrail address your issue about where you and your children wait for the bus? Mm-hmm.
Yes, because the guardrail, the way that they had it, is they were going to do it down Valley Brook and then on our little section of property right there where we had the fence. So they were going to do 2 sections of guardrail. So technically that would have helped us that day if we were out there at that time.
Question for you. What are the rules, if there are any, on speed bumps on state roads?
They won't allow. Won't allow.
Any particular reason why?
The state's position is they want traffic to move along. They don't want to hinder traffic. Plus, I mean, you got a road which is, I don't even know what's posted, 35, I guess, but
30.
I mean, most cars do 45 there. It would cause much more problems than it would solve.
Well, it's funny that you said that, because one of the things that I noticed today when I was putting this together was that on the first accident where the girl flipped her car, our very, very first one on page 2, I don't know where the signage went, but if you look at the very bottom one, I zoomed in on it. That's at the bottom of Valley Brook. That actually says 15 miles, and that's on the Aston side of Valley Brook, and it's when you're already down the hill, and it's like 15 miles for the bridge when you have, what is it, Bodley, mm-hmm. and then Valley Brook?
Sure, yeah.
So that 15-mile hour, that signage at the bottom of the hill doesn't help me, but that sign isn't even there anymore.
That's a cautionary.
Yeah, precautionary.
For the curve.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Valley Brook Road does a sharp curve to the left.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a cautionary. It's not a mandatory speed limit sign. It's set as a cautionary.
But it's now missing.
It's
right?
Not there either.
Right.
Yeah.
Larry, we spoke last meeting, I believe, about maybe putting up one or two more of those speed awareness signs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this would be a good location for one.
The issue is the opposite side of the road is Aston Township, or Aston and Concord Township.
Okay.
So we would need to get permission from them to, in order to, you know, and have a sign post, you know, post that we can mount it to. If we get permission from them, then, you know, we would see the reason why.
Okay.
We couldn't, but, you know, the one side's Chester Heights.
Yes.
The other side's Aston and Concordville. So.
Okay. And you don't have anything from Mr. Chambers as far as the design of that guardrail when they were about to put that?
No, what I actually have is an email, and I can find it from Sue, all those years ago when we first started, where they sent payback from the approval to you and then to this office. And then they sent it to me saying, hey, congratulations, it's going in.
Okay.
And then it was like crickets for about 90 days, and then all of a sudden when it was approved, it was just out there.
Yeah.
And then she knocked on my door and said, I can't do this because of the flies.
Okay.
I have to wait for a bidding order. So I do have that somewhere in my email where they actually
submitted.
Could you forward that to myself or Sue here at the office?
Sure.
Okay. Good. Thank you. And Matt, how about signage? Could we petition PennDOT to either replace signage that had been...
Yeah, I wrote myself a note to get a hold of their straight line diagram to see where, you know, where signs have been approved and should be placed there.
Okay.
Start with at least getting what was there at one time replaced, and then look to see if they can be augmented.
Hey Matt, is it possible to paint in the road the speed limit, or maybe slow or something? Just do in that area.
I don't know the exact rules for that, Jordan. They have done it at certain locations, but they tend not to want to use pavement markings for that sort of thing. But it's worth an inquiry.
Yeah, it might be, because that's just another identifier that, you know, potentially big numbers or slow or, you know, big SLW or something like that.
Right.
It may be a combination of things if it's allowed.
What about getting Tim Green to get a couple troopers out there at the busy times to...
He's no longer at...
He's in Avondale.
He's in Avondale.
He's back to Avondale? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Who took his place?
I'm not sure.
I don't think they've named him yet.
It's going to the corporal. Back up to the corporal yet. So.
Would Aston Township have jurisdiction on...
Half that road.
Their side of the road?
On their side, yeah.
Okay. So maybe that's...
I do know all the times we've had incidents, it's always the state troopers out of the Aston... facility that comes and responds to all the accidents.
So the Aston Township Police are there first? Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Aston and St. Troopers have always been the ones who responded.
Okay. Okay. Same thing happens on Lenai Road a lot. If there's an accident, usually it's the Aston Township Police there first. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. If you could send those emails,
that'd
be great. And anything else you have?
Yeah, absolutely.
That could help us, and we
appreciate
it. Put our heads together here.
It really means a lot for me to come here, and I really appreciate you guys using some gray matter, trying to talk to people and make something
sure.
be addressed. It's a very small portion of Valley Brook, but it's a very old road.
It
and
is.
I think people just forget that it's not a straight road.
No, especially when you're coming downhill, people
that
seem
curve
to
is significant. Yeah.
To gather speed.
Mm-hmm.
Great,
so
thank you. You're welcome. Okay, anyone else in the second row? Russell? Nothing? Third row? Okay, moving forward, the approval of the minutes from the April 2nd regular council meeting and also the 23rd work session. We'll start off with the April 2nd regular council meeting minutes. Any comments or concerns?
I did notice several typos and grammatical errors. I don't know if you wanted to, I don't want to go through them now, but.
Okay.
Do you want me to review those with Valerie afterwards?
We could, yep.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Same with the 23rd.
Okay.
She did type these up on Percocet. So we can give her a
little.
Not me. Sue.
Yeah. I
give her a little pass.
Okay, with that in mind, do I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes for the regular council meeting on April 2nd, 2018?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Philip seconds. The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The motion is approved. Moving forward, up next are the meeting minutes from the work session on April 23rd, 2018.
Yeah, Mr. President, I did want to mention, I'm listed as present at this meeting. I was actually not present at the meeting, so that needs to be corrected.
I have a couple things.
Okay.
One is, it said on page 2, upon motion, we voted to approve the cleaning proposal with Brent Martin Cleaning Services. That needs to be ratified at this meeting, and I don't believe I saw it on the agenda for tonight.
Okay.
I think it is.
There's one other item, too. I don't know why I need a motion for these. The secretary's got the email passwords. I don't believe I'll need anybody that motion. I think, Teresa, I think, did get the second one, but I did not make the initial motion.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was Philip. Did you make the motion?
I believe so, but I'm not 100% sure.
I believe it was
it's on the tape.
Okay.
And I have another, which is, it's just words, but I think it's important. Under the last two motions that I made, it says that I asked for a motion. I, in fact, made the motion. There's a difference. So that is all under EMC Roadmaster and also under employment.
On the final page, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so with those revisions to be made, do I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes of the work session on April 23rd?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Teresa seconds. The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The motion is approved. Okay, up next, moving forward, we have the Secretary Treasurer's Report for April 2018. We have total receipts for $121,010. Moving to the back page, we have total expenditures of $24,503.59. And the PA fuels expenditures are zero, and the fire protection fund expenditures are zero.
I have a question. There's a revenue here for nearly $16,000 for biannual fire safety inspections at the Madison. Is that every other year? Or
yeah.
Is that, okay, so it's every other year. And then the retainer fee return for the animal control board, does anybody know what that is?
Oh, yeah. So, you probably know more about than I do. The trash board was in the same position, I remember that.
So, there was a fee that was paid by municipalities ahead of time. This was a couple of years ago, right?
It was a county board that was created. I think the municipalities then sent money, forwarded certain funds to it. That board apparently no longer exists. And I think what's happened now, there's been a, you can obtain a refund perhaps of the monies that the municipalities put into it because the, I think the county animal board control, the control board, no longer exists.
Okay,
I think
so that's
what's going on.
That's a one-time thing and it's behind the
back. That's correct.
Yes. And you have your regular arrangement with the veterinarian.
Right.
And strictly pickups and things like that. So that would be a kind of fund.
Are we asking questions on just the revenues at this point?
Yes. When it comes to a motion, Susan and Philip, as we spoke before, I'm going to ask for a motion for approval of the whole treasurer's report for the month.
Okay.
Any further questions on the receipts for April? Okay, moving to the expenditures. What's the total? Okay, I'm sorry.
I have two questions here, but I'll wait till you tell what the totals are.
Okay. Expenditures for the month are $24,503.59. Any questions, comments, concerns?
So I just have two questions. Just like to know where they're from. So there's a reimbursement for an engineering invoice from for Catania Engineering. I'm just curious what that $600 rounding up was for.
Probably for Young Mike Scioco, SEO work.
I'm sorry? For
Young Mike Scioco?
So that was for
SEO
work?
Yeah.
Or it could be from inspections at Wawa Corporate.
Oh, and that too, yeah.
Okay. But I assume we have receipts and all that. I just.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And the second one was a tax duplicate for CoreLogic. I'm just not familiar with CoreLogic, so.
Oh, I can help you with that.
Yes.
So CoreLogic is really a third-party payment agency that a lot of smaller and a lot of even larger mortgage companies use. They contract with them to take care of all their tax payments.
Oh, okay.
And they pay literally 25% of everyone's bill here in Chester Heights. And this year, my tax software was able to identify about 11 duplicates directly from CoreLogic. So rather than have Sue send individual and issue individual checks for 11 residents, we thought, I have the return envelope all ready to go and the report all ready to go, and I know exactly who to send it back to CoreLogic. So that's
really okay. Thanks. I was just curious if a new company had moved into Chester Heights.
Just a software company.
Just a software.
People don't realize that. I'll say CoreLogic, and they'll say, "Oh no, my mortgage company's like Bryn Mawr Trust or Wells Fargo, but they use CoreLogic. They contract with them."
Thank you very much.
I have one question around the tire rule. Is that for the property? The expense for the property.
Correct.
Yes.
Now, is that going to be charged back as a lien against that property?
Yes, my understanding is whatever expenses are attributable to securing that property will at some point be paid by the owner of the property.
Okay. So we'll pay for it and then get reimbursed later. Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions on the expenditure side?
I, of course, have a question.
Sure.
When I looked at this, I thought $24,000 seems very low compared to what our normal monthly expenses are, and I noticed there were no expenses for Hoopman Engineering. Are you behind in your invoices again, Matt?
Well, I guess I'd be 1 month behind.
Good answer.
We're docking you.
All right, so if we could get that caught up. This is a Picayune thing. I don't know. I noticed there's no payment to Constant Contact either, and I don't think we want to lose the service, so everything else looks fine.
Was that done by debit card, Gino, or was that a check?
I think it's a recurring payment on debit card.
Yeah, so it's possible it was paid, but not included in your value.
Okay, just a minor follow-up, but we want to make sure it got paid.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, any further questions, comments? concerns?
The only other comment is I see that it's carpet square reimbursable. Should the tire removal be a reimbursable note on that, reimbursable? It just caught my eye. It was carpet square reimbursable for $7,250. I wasn't sure the tire removal comment should be something else listed as a reimbursable item.
Jerry, do we think we will be reimbursed for that tire removal after we...
Sometime in the future, probably. Okay. Not in the short term.
Okay.
I mean, it could be months, perhaps years.
Perhaps, okay.
And that's just getting added on to all the other expenses from the property,
so to answer
your
question,
right?
We could...
it might be worthwhile to sort of
sure.
track it. So we know it's a reimbursable and not a reimbursable expense.
Okay, so with those revisions, do I have a motion to approve the treasurer's report for April 2018?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
One second.
Jordan seconds. All those, the floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? The motion carries. Moving forward, correspondence.
Just two bits of correspondence to report. The CRC Watershed sent us a thank you note for participating and being involved with that again this year, and we didn't.
I did nothing.
You did nothing?
Many people.
Okay, well, thank you for delegating. So we got a thank you note from them. And then we received correspondence from the Chester Heights Neighborhood Alliance that they have taken over the Adopt-a-Highway that the Knights of Columbus used to have for the length of Valleybrook Road from Bodley to Route 1. So... in addition to all of the roads that Mayor Stacy Smith coordinated last month, three weeks ago, with Mr.
Almler.
It looks like Chester Heights is going to get really clean, which is wonderful.
Yes.
The more the merrier. And that's all the correspondence.
Great. Thanks, Gina. Inspector's reports. Rich, please.
Well, as of this morning's emails, Western is moving forward. They have a box of stuff there. Their permits are already approved. I will get with John Talman sometime tomorrow, but I need to go through what's in there first. Wawa is wrapping up. We're on the last little bits. Normal other inspections. So anyways, we have a little problem that's cropped up with a swing set on Indian Springs. The Homeowners Association has just as much teeth as we do, okay? But it appears that from the photos that I've seen, but I haven't been on site yet, that the homeowner wants to put the swing set in the front yard and right on the property line, okay? It needs to be 15 feet off the property line. So you need to make a decision there. Okay?
Is it allowed to be in the front yard, though?
No, it's not. It's side or rear yard, okay? So it... I don't normally go after swing sets, but the Homeowners Association or whoever the head of it is been emailing me regularly on this, been back and forth, okay? So, Jerry, I had responded to Jerry, and I know Gina was out there and talked to the homeowner. So tomorrow I will make a final decision as far as where we are, okay? And maybe he can just move it slightly and, 15 feet to come back in. There's a pretty good-sized lot. It's not that big of a...
But it's still in the front yard, though.
I have to totally determine that.
It's
okay.
The side.
Side?
The house sits 55 feet back from the curb.
Okay.
This, where he wants to put the structure, sits 82 feet back from the curb, but it's kind of a triangular-shaped lot on a cul-de-sac, so it's somebody else's side. It's somebody else's front, even though it's his side, because it's just the shape of the lot.
Okay.
I looked at it. It's kind of hidden with some trees. It
looks like it's right on the fence line.
He did put the mulch yard all the way up to the fence line. So
the determination of what the front yard would be is it has to be behind the front facade, okay, regardless of the distance back. That's why it's
probably in line with it.
You got to go. Okay. That's why I got to put my eyes on.
That's right.
Okay. So
is that a border on Feather Hill Lane?
Yeah.
Then it's the same one.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
And I have somebody called Val, I guess. Have an asset. This is the same company.
Okay.
So I guess they're all running.
Every homeowner is a board member of that Homeowners Association. Can you imagine that, Miller? Every homeowner. So okay. Every homeowner gets a vote as to whether or not they're going to allow this.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, I talked to the homeowner. I grew up with him, and I said, at the end of the day, the homeowners association can have more strict rules than the borough. They can't have less strict rules than the borough. But if the homeowners association says no, we really can't help you because it's your neighbors.
That is correct. Yeah, but a lot of times the HOAs want to defer to the municipality so that they're not the bad guy.
Right.
Okay. Now I've already told them that what the basis is for the zoning,
mm-hmm.
so it would have to comply, and they can use that. This doesn't comply. So let's tweak it so that it does comply. That's simple. I haven't heard anything negative on Evolution Fitness.
Excellent.
Okay? Well, and that's why I'm bringing it up, because I've had several emails, and I sent the phone recording through to Chris Meinhardt, who's, he and his dad own those properties. So he was going to get right on it. So
okay.
I guess no bad news coming in that it's still going on. Means that that's resolved without, falling to court or anything else. So.
Good.
Okay. One question for Mr. Jensen. Rich, with regards to the Westrum property, now that they're actually potentially starting to do something, is there any anticipation that there could be traffic issues on Route 1 right there? And if so, I think we ought to notify at least the community.
Well, it's been a while since I've been through those plans, okay? That's PennDOT Road, okay? You certainly could notify the community that they're going to start, but anything they're going to do with the entrance or getting in and out, they've got to comply with proper PennDOT signage and everything else.
Would that show up on, because, PennDOT puts out their monthly or whatever statement on road, not closures, but issues.
But there's no work in the road.
Yeah, okay. That's detours and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's no anticipation from what you've seen that there would be.
They'll have the standard, construction 1,000 feet ahead, construction 500 feet ahead, those big orange signs. They'll have signage right at the entrance. And they'll have it, if they're not installing their permanent entrance, initially they'll have a temporary construction entrance. So I think it'll be evident that vehicles traveling back toward Media or approaching a construction site.
Okay.
We had a pre-construction meeting, It's been a while, okay? So I got to dust off the stuff. This is things that have come in, including checks in that box, which I'm going to go through in the morning. I just pulled up what the permit fees were out of my spreadsheet. So I'm trying to put together the pieces. They want to get started ASAP now. Friday I had gotten an application for construction trailer, which they told me it wasn't coming until the end of the month. So Sue wasn't here. I just said email the application through, I'll address it. So I'll get to John in the morning once I have some facts together, because I don't even remember what the fees were. All right. Most of the plans are here and approved. Some of them are still at home. Okay. So by tomorrow morning, I will have enough together. I'll come down here, go through that, and then I will make contact with them.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't think you had any issues from the pre-construction meeting. At that time, they could have gotten started.
Yeah.
Okay? So the problem is with this much time lapse, they may forget about putting up their construction entrance signs and different things. So need to go back through and dot those I's. So.
What about the name change, Rich and, and Jerry?
I saw a draft, Pete Lahana drafted an amendment. It's a one-page amendment to all the documents. I don't think it should stop anything we're doing or that the borough is doing here. They've already got their name change through the State Department of Bureau, Corporation Bureau. So.
All right, great.
Yeah, I guess the big thing is make sure that whatever's in that box and all the checks, the escrows, whatever,
mm-hmm.
if there's a check that's supposed to go to
Concord Township,
do we deposit that?
I have to look at the diagram, but I would
think okay.
that
I'll
if
read
it's from. Made to the borough, would deposit it and send it to Concord Township.
Okay.
Are you able to make deposits?
Have not been making deposits, but I was told that Steve
Steve might deposit those large checks?
Yes, I talked to Sue about it. I'll deposit it.
Okay, okay. That was my next question. What am I going to do with it? Once I make sure we got the right. So
right.
I'll leave them here for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else, Rich?
No, that's it.
Great, thanks. Mike Sioko, please.
There were 9 incidents last month. One noteworthy one was the Hollow Fox Valley. There was a gas leak. I received the call from Ron Hazlett and notifying me of trying to get a hold of. They're under new management for property management, and Robert Wise has taken over the property maintenance and management of Hollow Fox Valley. The gas leak was in the 6000 building in Patch. Our fire company shut the gas off to the whole building. And Pico was called. Pico came in and they scoured the whole unit. And what they found was somebody that was moving in was wiping everything down. And when they were wiping, they actually turned the knobs on the stove. And the gas, and they didn't realize it, and they walked out, and the gas was escaping from the stove, and that's what activated the call. Once he found that, he made the stove safe. They aired the condo out and restored gas to the 6000 building. I also met with the Robert Wise representative, and what I wanted to do was make sure that I explained to her about Knox boxes, how we can enter the buildings and everything, and made sure that the keys were all up to date, and that if they change anything, please let me know so I can put a key into the Knox box. I also notified them that those buildings in our jurisdiction, the 4000 and the 6000 building, are 10 years old. What that means is the smoke detector rule kicks in. You're not supposed to have smoke detectors over 10 years old. So I notified her. Now I told her that the condos themselves send the residents this. I told her what to put in the context of the letter that the building is 10 years old according to the code, and they're usually responsible for what's inside their condo because they own it. So the smoke detectors would have to be replaced. So she's going to send a memo out to the residents stating that. I also told her that Rich was going to inspect it this year, and she said that she had already talked to Rich in regards to the 2-year inspection. So that should be well underway on there. I received about 9 phone calls this month from the Village of Valley Brook residents in regards to burn pits. Chimeneas, the above ground little metal that you can burn. And I said, the Village of Valley Brook Homeowners Association can, if they don't want you to burn, you can't burn. I said, because, and they said, oh, no, they threw it back on you, as Rich was stating earlier. So they want me to be the meaning saying you can't make s'mores or toast marshmallows. So I told them that in Chester Heights, they're allowed. They should be, you know, at least 15 feet away from the building. And I said, the pits, they're only 25, 30 inches in diameter. And usually you put a couple of logs in there. And you could toast to your heart's content. But it was amazing how the calls came in steady for at least a week. I sat down with the Village of Godbrook's president last year and I told him, you can do anything you want. You're a homeowners association. If you want everybody to have pink doors, they got to have pink doors. I said, you control that. I said, if you don't want anybody to burn, you can control that. But I said, you can burn legally in Chester Heights. Now, when you burn refuse, like the leaves and stuff, that's different. That you need a burn permit for that. And that's only on Friday and Saturday. So,
okay.
And there's rules for that. That's it for right.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Moving forward, Larry, Roadmaster Emergency Management Coordinator.
Yeah, I've been clearing the PA1 calls. There's been an inordinate amount of PA1 calls along Lenai Road and actually Llewellyn Road through Valley Brook as far as sewer main breaks and stuff like that and cable. So been doing that. I did a survey. There was talk at the last work session of possibly moving the existing speed limiting sign to the other side of the road, and I did a survey of what potential poles exist, and there aren't any real speed limit signs. There's one just starting up the hill at St. Thomas, and then there's one down below the Borough Park just before you cross over the bridge, the railroad bridge. Between that, there's no speed limit sign. And I might want to defer to Matt to when he contacts PennDOT to see if we get a speed limit sign in that area around St. Thomas. I'm not going to campaign for one property or the next, but if we can get a sign there, or if the borough wants to have Higgins install a sign, then you know we can move it to the other side of the roadway.
Okay.
We got called on that guardrail for at Bodley and Valley Brook. I basically notified the state police and PennDOT that they were both PennDOT roads and that needs to be handled by PennDOT. So they were supposed to be taking care of that because it was kind of sticking out in the middle of the road a little bit. As far as emergency management goes, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, the state of Pennsylvania is running a weather emergency exercise. And Delaware County's partaking in portions of it. And I've been doing the exercise along with them as far as steps that would be or should be taken given the circumstances that the state puts out. And I mean, they're going a little overboard. It's a hurricane. It's I think we're up to like 23 inches of rain, you know, and stuff like that coming through the center part of the state with extensions out beyond, you know, to the east and west. So I'm in the middle of that right now, going through the iterations of opening up the emergency operations center and staffing it, and you know, and they somehow threw cold weather in there as well. So you know, we're opening up a warming center. You know, so just you know, if anybody here you know sees emails to that effect, it is just an exercise. So don't be alarmed. And then I did attend training for the Knowledge Center, which is a statewide web-based interface that basically you can go on and document all of your FEMA and PEMA activities. So if you have an emergency, you can document it in there, and then you can go and get, if you need resources, you can request resources. You can say, I have resources. You can go county by county. You can expand it to two counties if you have, you know, need like several backhoes and stuff like that, or large generators. You can go through this knowledge base of existing inventories and stuff like that. So it was very interesting to go through, and you know, since then I've been staying logged on just to keep tabs on what's going on. 99.9% of the stuff is a very low priority. They've had, you know, some flu epidemics and stuff like that, you know. And some of the other emergency operations center in the five county area have been putting in building fires and stuff like that. So, and basically they just say all needs have been met. So That's all I have to report.
Great, thanks, Larry. Rich, zoning, anything?
No, other than the swing set issue.
Okay. Moving forward, Jerry?
Thank you, Mr. President. The only thing I have to report is Mr. Jensen spoke about the other matters, but we're still working on the Beard development agreements, and Matt and I will be reviewing the same within the next couple of weeks. So.
Okay.
Otherwise, just routine matters.
Thank you, Jerry. Matt?
I have the contract documents signed by DeRocco for paving Chester Heights Park, so I'll need borough signatures after the meeting tonight. Is anyone aware of any blackout dates? Is there any usage of that park during normal working hours? Because I think they want to start as early as next week.
No, there is not.
Okay. And then just to remind borough that that will be funded out of general funds, since it's not a street, not a highway. It won't be coming out of liquid fuels.
Okay.
I have a question. How long is that parking lot out of operation?
I just jotted that down. I'll do that right after.
Once they do that.
Thanks.
Will that roll into the weekend where somebody might...
No, I'll tell them it can't roll into the weekend. The first thing they'll do is they'll be expanding around the curves. So they'll probably complete what they start in a day, and it'll be able to be used, you know, late that afternoon. And then when they go ahead to pave, they'll do the entire paving during one day. Again, it'll be available later on that day.
Or only takes a day.
Yeah, only take a day. And then they'll come back a few days later and stripe it, and that stuff dries in a matter of 30 minutes.
Thank you.
And if I can, I use the standard PennDOT forms for the performance and payment bond, and the surety company decided to use their own form. It's worded differently. I'd like, if Borough Council will allow Jerry to take a quick look at those and make sure they're still okay.
Sure.
Anything
else?
No.
Okay, thanks, Matt. Okay, moving forward, committee reports, school district, education, training, library, Susan.
Did you, Mary Kay, want to talk about the contractor? You want me to go to the email you sent?
Sure, you can do that if you want.
All right, so Mary Kay was kind enough to send me an email. She said that a motion to approve the tentative agreement between the Garnet Valley Board of School Directors and the Garnet Valley Education Association, memorializing the terms of a new collective bargaining agreement between the parties from July 1st of 2019 through June 30th of 2024. So that's a 5-year agreement. In approving this motion, the board directs the administration to memorialize these terms in a new collective bargaining agreement. And the motion did pass. And you say we're looking at a 3% increase overall in salaries?
On average.
Okay. And the school board liaison dinner will be held on Wednesday, May 23rd at 5:45 p.m. And they're having it in the new library of which school?
It's going to be the high school.
High school
library.
Okay. And did everyone get their invitations? I mean, I know Sue sent out an email, but I didn't get
one. Yeah, I didn't get one.
Yeah, okay, just all right. I'm starting to feel like left out or something. Okay, so it was everybody. So it's May 23rd at 5:45 p.m. at the library in the high school.
Yes.
Anything else?
I have a library item.
Okay.
I sent an email this morning to Council President Baum.
Yes.
About the Rachel Cole Library. We are looking at the library doing renovations to the HVAC systems, amongst other things. The quote that we got for replacing the cooling tower, the HVAC systems, and all the various heat pumps in the building is about $165,000, which is a daunting number. That is the original system from the building when it was built in 1989. That's the bad news part of the conversation. The good news part of the conversation is we think we can win what's called a Keystone Library Grant. For doing that, it is a matching grant, meaning we'd have to prove we have matching money in hand in order to be approved for the grant. If anybody's left on council from 2014, we actually applied for and won that grant back in 2014. That covered new carpeting, new windows, thermostats, seal coating, and new electronic locks in the library, and that worked out great. That grant was about $130,000 when we got that one. We're confident we can win the grant if we apply for it. We're not as confident that we can get the money in hand by the deadline of June 15th for when the application has to go in. This borough is one of five that supports the library, which makes the discussion even broader, as you can imagine. We serve Bethel, Chatsford, Chester Heights, Concord, and Thornbury Townships. So just a heads up that there will likely be some kind of a meeting called on the townships and borough to discuss if they could support the grant process. As I said, I think we would win the grant, but the issue is having the matching money in hand at the time of the application. So I just want to give you a heads up on that. And that's just talking HVAC. If we had our druthers, we'd also apply to renovate the bathrooms. I have no idea how much that will cost, but you know, same kind of thing. But the more you ask for, the harder it is to gather that money, as you can well imagine. Okay.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay, moving forward, Steve, finance, insurance?
Nothing new for this evening, Mr. President.
Philip, finance, subcommittee, fire company?
The only comment is we're going to have our quarterly meeting this month. Not sure everybody got back to me. I haven't seen emails, but the date and time proposed, was that okay with you gentlemen?
May 22nd, yeah.
Okay, so that's when we'll have it. So we'll be meeting on May 22nd at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Teresa, nominating vacancy committee?
Nothing to talk about.
Gina, communications?
Thank you, Mr. President. First thing is the newsletter. I signed off on it on Friday, so it should be in mailboxes within the next couple of weeks. Amazing the amount of typos that you can find in 25 pages of print. So it actually took us about 10 days to get through all of the iterations of how many typos there were. The problem was, I think by the end of it, Stacy and I had memorized it. So it was really hard to find the typos, but we're good. So I signed off on that. It should be coming soon.
Gina, I'm sorry, about the newsletter before you move on from there. Is that going to be out before our Memorial Day event?
Should be. They just called today and asked to make sure that they were using the same mailing list. So we're confirming, yes, it's the same mailing list from 6 months ago. And it'll be close, but yeah, it'll be there. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. The website, I know at the work session I asked for everybody's okay to provide Sue with email passwords or for her to change her password so we could make the spreadsheet to send it off to the website developers. I know I haven't done that, and I know Philip just said he didn't do that. We can hold off on that until Sue comes back and or until Megan knows how to get into our email system and as the email administrator oncoming. So we're there's just a little hold on that. The next thing with the website is they are working on the design. We've picked a color scheme and we picked a look to the news or to the website. While we were in conversations with them, the website people suggested that if we're going to go for a new look, we go for an entire new look to make sure that we're rebranding everything, and offered for $75 that we could get a new logo design. So we've been going through that for the past few weeks. And we have our top two as a committee that we would like to present to council for a new logo to go with our new website. And I'm going to pass those out now. The top one actually has a light green circle around it that for some reason did not show up when we reprinted it today. So the reasons behind the symbols, if you look at the top one, everybody see the geese in flight. That is to honor the borough's largest employer. And we've been in conversations with Wawa. We have permission from their PR, from their ownership, and from their law firm or in-house counsel to use the geese. We actually had the geese flying the other way, thinking this way we're not going to step on anybody's toes, and they wanted us to have the geese flying the same exact way that the geese fly in the Wawa symbol. As you can see in the middle of it, that would be the old St. Thomas Chapel, which is one of our oldest buildings in the borough. It is a landmark. It's an historic building. And going back towards that, I learned a lot when I sat for 3 hours with the Friends of Old St. Thomas. I'll give you a little bit of background as to why we thought this was important. Back when this whole area was settled in the 1600s, everybody who settled here were Quakers, and they all worshipped at the Concord Friends meeting. A few years later, a few of those people decided they wanted to be Anglicans again. They didn't want to be Quakers, so they did St. John's. Meanwhile, Thomas Wilcox comes along, and he starts hosting Roman Catholic priests. And the directors of all three of those churches got together and said, you know what, we're going to be, this is religious tolerance, we're going to support one another, we're not going to steal from one another, we're not going to say that you have to worship one way or another, and we're just going to support the community. Thomas Wilcox, I don't know if everybody knows this, was actually personal friends with Benjamin Franklin. He owned a paper mill, and Ben Franklin bought his paper for Poor Richard's Almanac from Thomas Wilcox. They would sit down, because Ben could come and visit for a few days at a time, and they had conversations about religious toleration as our country was being formed. Ben Franklin brought those conversations back to Thomas Jefferson. And St. Thomas the Apostle, St. John, and Concord Friends Meeting, they referred them as the Toleration Triangle. And from that Toleration Triangle became the example for the rest of the United States of religious toleration and everybody living in agreement with one another, and was the inspiration for the separation of church and state and that first amendment to the Bill of Rights. So there's a lot of extra history behind just the fact that that St. Thomas is the oldest parish in the state. It actually is a symbol of the separation of church and state and our Constitution, which when we learned about that, we thought was super, super cool. The blue that you see going in front of it is the West Branch of the Chester Creek. And this area was settled because the West Branch of the Chester Creek was actually a destination for city dwellers who eventually came out here and settled here. So those were the three symbols in the first one. And that's the first one for everybody sitting out there. And then the second one, because we want to make sure that we're not offending anybody in case anybody is offended by a historical church building, is the same Wawa geese and the Chester Creek with a sun instead. It's in a structure. So that's combined, whereas this one, Chester Heights, kind of goes across the circle and then the river goes out a little further. This is the color scheme that we decided on, and these are the two logos that we are proposing. And we need to decide on one of the logos, because then where everything sits on each page, they're completely different shapes. So how the designers actually do the website is based upon which logo I tell them to go forward with.
I have a couple questions. One, we just less a little bit more than a year ago spent close to $1,000 designing a new logo for the town.
$1,000?
It was 700 and something. I don't remember what it was. So I'm curious why after a year we're changing logos. Just because of a website change. We just branded the town with a logo. Not really sure why we're changing it. And two, I would have to argue we can't put religious symbology on a government webpage, even regardless of what the history is. Not everybody in this town is Catholic or Christian, so I don't... Separation of church and state would suggest we do not put religious iconography on our... webpage, but I'm curious why we're just changing our logo when we just made an effort to change it just about a year ago.
Because we're redesigning and rebranding everything.
The website is nothing. We just branded this town with a logo a year ago. So irregardless of the website, why are we rebranding after 1 year of rebranding?
Well, the committee discussed it and we decided that we would like to change it.
Well, I'd like to know why, since that logo's...
We didn't particularly care for the old one and decided that if we were going to go with a new look and we had the opportunity to change the logo, that we would...
Very inexpensively.
...do so.
So are we going to change the logo every 2 years?
We have no intention of changing it again, no.
Well, every election cycle, someone's going to come in and change the logo again. We just adopted a logo.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to ask the next council if they decide to do so.
Well, one point is that we're going to spend the money again because most of that cost was in order to get a trademark. So you're going to have to do it again.
Why?
Well, actually, we called around to all the local townships, Edgemont, Chadsford, Concord.
Bethel, Aston, Brookhaven.
Not one of them has trademarked their logo. So we just felt that we were not going to do so. We didn't feel it was necessary.
Jerry, is that correct? We don't need to trademark our logo?
I couldn't sit here today, tonight, and tell you whether it is or isn't without looking at it, without researching it, but I don't believe the other municipalities have trademarked whatever logo they have. It's morning.
And I was present for both in Chad's, for the original canon and for the last one that they did. It was
I would think
no discussion.
I would think the municipality doesn't go to the extent of obtaining a trademark for a logo. It's just something that probably they don't do.
The only other question I have, regardless if we change or not, is the additional cost to change. Meaning that we have like these signs, these things here, we have envelopes, we have other stuff that's been produced, or money was spent on magnets from the last, recycling and things of that nature. So the question is that, and just a generic question, is it going to confuse the residents of the borough, because the new logo has been pretty much prominently put out there for the last year? Two, what other costs will cost outside, the nominal fee, will, based on anything that's been branded up to this point, that would have to be rebranded? Do we know what the total cost of that would be?
Well, I think Sue said the envelopes, she's petering out of envelopes, so I don't think there's very many left. It would be time to order new envelopes anyway. And
as far as our name tags go, I mean, I'm fine not getting new nameplates. I mean, that's not a priority for me. This is more the website and any e-correspondence, anything on the internet that's related to us, and if we would get business cards, what the business cards would look like. So those costs are nominal.
I was just curious.
No, you're right, but I think we're almost out of what already has it on it.
Like letterheads and anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, the nameplates is the only thing that I can think of that you might have a point.
I
don't know how much they would possibly value. Any idea what these nameplates cost?
I mean, off the top of my head, I couldn't say a figure. I know they're not horribly expensive, but I mean, I don't know if they're $10 a piece, maybe a 20 at the most.
And I'm way under budget still on the website development. So, I mean, if that was going to be an issue, we could certainly put it into the budget that was provided for the website.
All right, so it's obvious that we need more discussion on this. I would move that we extend this to the work session in a couple weeks for further discussion. Gina, anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Moving forward, highways, transportation, Jordan.
Two things were already mentioned. Just for sake of repetition, it was around the Adopt a Highway, which was already mentioned by Gina. The other thing was I wanted to just throw out there was around the visual sign, that speed sign. The question is, should that be more of a committee recommendation on that before we make a final decision of moving it versus acquiring the additional one? And just because I think there's value of having multiple of them throughout the borough over, and I'm not saying suggesting we should buy them all at once, but incrementally over here in some of the main roads, like the one that we're talking about tonight, on the opposite side, because I think that they are somewhat effective, but I think it should be maybe discussed as maybe a committee recommendation of where it should be. I just want to throw it out there.
Sure. Larry, question to you on that. How many do you think realistically the borough needs that we could alternate these every, 6 months, 8 months? I mean, is three enough, two enough? We have one now?
We have one now. Before that, it's been up almost probably close to a year.
Okay.
You put another one, I think, but again, I agree with Jordan. It should be a committee decision, and go from there. I mean, for me to sit here and say, hey, you need one on, could potentially two do it? Yeah, I think you could round robin two of them around the borough, and so long as you have a pole with adequate light to get, the solar works great.
Okay.
There's, knock on wood, virtually no maintenance.
Okay, good.
I think the one that we have today, I think is potentially an ideal location. Based on logistics and proximity, that's where I think maybe potentially, again, we don't have to make a decision tonight. Before we make a reactionable decision to move it, I think we should look at augmentation with additional ones in strategic parts of the borough.
Sure. Jordan, anything else?
Those are the only two items that I wanted to discuss.
Planning, zoning, no report. Historical, Stacy?
Nothing this month.
Public safety, environment, no report. Borough property, parks, open space, Teresa?
Nothing. We're continuing the planning for DeSalvo Park, hoping to have it completed by the fall. And our main concern really is looking at a sign for the corner here.
Okay.
I want to talk to Jordan after the meeting and see if he's got any literature, or I understand you might have been doing some research into a sign for the borough.
Probably it was a preliminary assessment. The communication committee was looking at as a whole. I could talk about it. We could probably dig up some information.
Sure. Okay. I mean, if you had anything that you had been looking at, we would just like to say it.
Okay.
And that's it.
Teresa, anything else on the borough parks?
Thanks, Mr. President. So I got an email from BYC Coach that although they're not using the park until the fall due to small number of sign-ups and the weather wasn't cooperating, but they are still going to maintain the grass. I do believe they've cut the grass twice already. So.
Good deal.
That's good news.
Yep.
Anything else?
Nope. Thank you.
Okay. Engineering, construction, inspection. Susan.
Did you skip public
utilities? I think you skipped public utilities.
I'm sorry. Jordan, public utilities, trash, recycle?
So since the last time we officially met, we had a meeting last month on April 9th to talk about a proposed recycling event. We tentatively picked September 15th. It is going to be put in the newsletter, or that's mm-hmm. going to be going out. We were able to get that in there in adequate time itself. We're going to keep it around the same time between 10 and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. The reason we picked the September 15th is because Penn State Delaware County campus is going to have a recycling event the 16th with that will accept hazardous waste, where we will not. We can help communicate that. If people bring hazardous waste, we can give them a handout to let people know about that. The date is contingent upon securing the vendors, so the committee itself split up, and we'll be contacting these specific committees, make sure that E-Force, Recycling, Green Drop, those type of entities, make sure that they're available for that particular date itself. The committee discussed about minimizing the number of electronic devices per household, because we do pay for it as a borough itself. So they were talking about a maximum of 5 electronic devices per household, because last time,
TVs.
Last time we had people that claimed they were personal that had like 20, 30 computers they were bringing to the event itself. So we want to make sure we basically maintain that. We were talking about possibly a charge for people who come in from non-municipalities, as well as someone who exceeds and wants to recycle more than 5. So we have to just figure out what the reasonable cost. It will be at cost. We're not going to make a profit on it overall if we go down that road. We were also talking about volunteers, try to engage some of the local community, such as the Garden Valley High School or Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, even St. Thomas, with a minimum age of 16 for those who might need community hours. This might be an opportunity for them to be able to get involved in the community and get some hours associated with it. And then there was a bunch of logistical items that we were talking about, again, using Wilson's Park and lot, the fire department for the help with the traffic control, ways to advertise it, try to push it through social media a little bit heavier this year, food and drinks, and we also need to look into, is around the insurance coverage. If we, for the volunteers, do we have to increase that insurance coverage for volunteers? So that's the one thing from a liability perspective. And finally, depending on what the decision is, with the logos and things of that nature, do we want to do another type of little giveaway, like a magnet or something, like we did in the past for the residents who do recycle? I'll have to come up with some sort of budget associated with it, but I just want to kind of give you an update of kind of what the thought process is associated with that particular event itself. We also, on the same, in the same vein, we discussed, just explored, but at a very high level with no details behind it, about conceptually a borough recycling initiative as well at the borough level. But that's very high level at this point, just a concept. But you know, once we get through this, we could maybe look at something a little bit more on a scale of the borough potentially. But that's all I have at the moment.
Have it a rain date. Has there ever been a rain date in previous years?
Not to my knowledge, actually.
No,
it's a good question, though.
We've been lucky, I guess, with the weather.
Yeah, September's actually been pretty favorable, but I mean, if you think we could potentially consider that a rain date tonight, if you think it's...
Has it ever rained or something?
I think you have it rain or shine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Recycling
is hard to schedule all those recyclers at one time.
Yeah.
Jordan, anything else?
That's it. Thank you.
Okay, Susan, engineering, construction, inspections?
A lot of things were already mentioned. Stony Bank, I think that's under engineering review, correct?
Beard.
The Beard development?
Yeah. I believe the plans are in order. It's a matter of the agreements.
Okay. So the developer's agreements? Okay.
Yes.
Lenape Valley, I didn't follow up, but the last I heard, 6 units had sold. That's the development along Lenape Road, and I think there's only 15 total in there, so that's pretty good. Brookfield was 33. I couldn't catch up with Tim Smith today to get an updated number, but that's probably a little higher. And the only thing is the Chester Heights Market, have we approved that yet? I looked back in the minutes, Drew, and I couldn't. Has council approved that yet? There was an extension to June 3rd.
It was approved by the Planning Commission as per the revisions by Matt's two review letters plus a couple conditions set by the Planning Commission.
Correct.
In light of approval. So now it has not come to
Borough Council.
So it expires on June 3rd. Is that our next meeting, our next regular council meeting?
No, June 4th would be your meeting.
Yeah, so we
You'll need an extension to the work session meeting.
Okay. Or tonight, right?
For
yeah.
Tonight.
If you extend it at the work session and the regular meeting is the 4th, you can't ratify it until the 4th. Does that make it official?
Yeah, I don't think it would be problematic. I mean, I think if you adopt a motion at the work session, it's still a public hearing, it's still a public meeting.
Okay.
You can certainly ratify it. The owner can waive whatever issue it would be.
And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Susan. We'll make a note of that for the work session then, for that extension. Philip, ordinance code review?
Nothing this evening.
Okay. Moving forward, old business, copier proposal we have in front of us.
So it looks like, Mr. President, that I think at the last meeting when Sue was here, she was talking about obtaining another proposal from Graffin for a 48-month lease, and it looks like they did negotiate a lower price. They went from $138.73 a month to what appears to be $122.07. I think that's what... The issue was
okay.
I mean, I've looked at all the proposals at least on the sheet, which I think everyone has.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether though it's something that has to be done tonight, or it can work for the work session, or what the like status is.
You can if you don't send a notice to for your current contract.
Okay.
Just begin to renew.
And when does that expire?
June 4th.
Okay.
So it will renew on a monthly basis until you give them a 30-day notice.
Okay.
So you'll see this sheet that I put in front of you tonight with the handwriting at the top.
Sure.
That is a new information that I got from the copier company this afternoon. And
apologies for only getting it this afternoon. It was the best we could, the fastest we could get it. With everything that Sue and I both would recommend, and Sue I think would like to have, and I'm sure Megan would benefit greatly from, it would be $153.73 a month, and
okay.
You're currently paying a little over $140 and $141 a month. The $153.73 a month would include the OCR software and would also include $9.95 a month for help desk.
Okay.
If you don't want to do either of those, if you don't want the OCR, which I personally would strongly recommend that you do, or the help desk, that would be $122.07 a month. And you can get the OCR without the help desk for $143.78, and that's practically what you're paying now. So you do have some options there. Sue's preference, I believe, would be the $153.73 a month.
Okay.
That would be my recommendation as well. You don't have to do it tonight. You can do it at the work session. And you can do it even, you know, in June if you want. You have some time. You don't have to do this tonight. And that price includes getting having a package up and take away this copier as well. And it includes cables, and that was the highest memory that you could get, and document feeder, the largest document feeder you could get. So,
okay,
it's
great.
Really up to you all.
I don't see any reason to wait. Does anybody see any reason to wait until June?
No.
Okay. With that in mind, do I have a motion to approve the expenditure of $153.73 a month lease amount with Graffin?
Graffin
for a new lease for the printer scanner unit.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Gina seconds. The floor is open for discussion.
Just a question. As part of the lease, are supplies included in that as well, like toner, paper, stuff, or is that...
Not paper, but toner, staples are included. But I think, and Gary, you can tell me if this is right, you might want to include the cost per, or do you need to include the cost per copy in your motion? That is separate from your monthly lease.
Well, if it's separate, you need to include it. If it's separate, you need to include it in the motion as well as the term, which would be 48 months.
48 months, yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you look to the right, Mr. President, go to .0073 per black and white copy.
Okay.
And .0035 per color copy. Simple. Sorry.
Sure.
And then .07 for color copy, which would be like a full-page color.
Okay, so to revise that motion, do I have a motion for the expenditure for a lease program on the printer scanner to include $153.73 a month with additional cost for black and white copies of .0073, additional cost of color copies of .0035, and additional cost of color copies of .07 with Graffin?
For 48
months,
subject to the terms of renewal based upon the contract that they will send you.
Yes, do I have a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Floor is open for discussion.
Should the motion include that we are terminating our agreement with Rico for the existing copier?
I don't think we're terminating, we're just not renewing.
When does it expire?
June 4th.
Okay, so we're allowing that to expire. Okay.
Was there a second?
There was.
There was a second. Is there any discussion? The floor is open. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? The motion is approved. Next under old business, Susan, Open Space Fund.
Okay, in December 2017, the Chester Heights Borough Council adopted Resolution 12-17A, which established an open space fund and directed that $25,000 be transferred from the borough's general fund and out of the 2017 budget surplus as determined by the 2018 external audit of 2017 results. Fund was established for the following purposes: provide opportunity for new park or other green space activity, protect, preserve, or restore wetland wildlife or plant tree habitats, provide a green buffer area from nearby development, protect areas potentially threatened or compromised by development pressures and expand an existing open space, park, or greenway for borough residents. Post-audit, the budget surplus in 2017 was in fact $163,000. In support of the borough's desire to set aside funds for future open space opportunities, I make a motion that we authorize the treasurer to establish a separate bank account for the purpose of holding the borough's open space funds. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? The motion carries.
Okay. Secondly, I make a motion that in accordance with the December resolution, council transfer $25,000 from the general fund to the newly created open space fund to get this process started. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Those opposed? The motion is approved.
Lastly, since the budget surplus in 2017 was in fact $163,000, in light of this fact and the fact that development and real estate activity continues to be strong in the borough, I would like to further discuss adding additional funds in this account at our upcoming work session. And that's all I have.
Sure. Susan, thank you. Moving forward, new business. We have three motions that were approved at the end of the work session, so we need to ratify those. First one up, I make a motion, or I'm sorry, is there a motion to ratify the increased compensation that was approved to Larry Ward? I'm sorry, total amount of that is $15,000. And do I have a motion?
So moved, Mr. President.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion.
We also made the motion to do it on a W-2 basis.
That was going to be
the next one.
A second motion.
It is a second motion?
Yeah. Yes.
I see. Okay. Got it.
Sure. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? The motion is approved. Next motion to be ratified that was made at the last previous work session to make a motion to ratify this employee status of Larry Ward, which would make him a W-2 structured employee for the borough. Is there a motion?
So moved, Mr. President.
Is there a second?
A second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? The motion carries. And finally, do I have a motion to ratify the hiring of Megan Killian as the new borough administrative assistant?
I make the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? The motion is approved. Next up, we have an additional period.
Mr. President, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I do have one question on the motion we
sure.
just did regarding the compensation for the roadmaster.
Yes.
Is that retroactive back to
April 1? We said
April 1.
Was that the end of his last term?
I think
no.
We just did it
oh,
for the beginning
quarter.
Of the quarter, so it'd be
correct.
Easier
okay.
for
I just
want
to point out that.
So, yes.
Right.
And that was part of our original motion, I believe?
That wasn't mm-hmm. part of your original motion.
Okay.
At the work session meeting. So that would be part of this motion as well.
So, yes. Okay, moving forward, is an additional period for public comment? Anyone in the first row? Second row?
Sorry. Yeah,
sure.
Quickly, I didn't realize there was a surplus from last year, so back to my... Please consider that. Not looking for the whole
keep
thing.
Keep the library in mind.
Proportional share of Chester Mason.
Greg, I just want you to remember that we had a lot of snow this year.
Yeah.
That was
not
quite
down budget.
Anyone in the third row? Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Any photos that go with this? Did you get anything in an email or something that has like the official? Is there anything official?
After the primaries are over.
Up trees.
So the way SEO works with Facebook is if there's a photo, it's just shown more. So as I make the announcement and I can like put it on the like the banner, you know, like if there's a big picture of it, I can put it on the big banner, like that whole idea. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Because I have a few days to get it up. It's next week, right? And I'm sure they're going to put it on Facebook next week. Send me the link or whatever and get it for me.
It was sent as a text message, but like up here, is that blue? No, that's as far as I get. They used to be blue, now for you.
He took off iMessage.
Then I sent a smiley
This is an exciting package. The dude delivered it to my house. I wasn't even home. He gave it to my son. Look at those checks.
It's so quiet.
Well, there's two aspects to it. Rate control, right? And order volume.
Yeah, that's the newer thing. The newer thing, you're right. Yeah, it doesn't provide itself. It's like back into a rate board. Still have to do the rate control. So probably have to do individual beds, interconnect them, and release it because there's a storm sewer to tie in. But it would have been so much easier just to have a, you know, one bed per lot to handle each lot. They just don't require it. They don't do it. You're deducted. I missed it. Yeah.
But he makes everybody in Ridley Park
do it.
Get it. Yeah.
There you go.
I had some people out here in the garage. So I need an additional bed in the back. It was 4x8, 4 feet of stuff. You know, Alan?
Yeah.
He wants 24 inch plate floors. There are 2 24 inch.
For bed that size?
Bed that size. The fittings. There's two fittings or 700.
That's great. At least need a little clean out almost.
Okay, there, Chief Engineer.
Uh-oh.
When are you going to get finished?
Put your big pipes in?
Sure, you want to put them in?
I'll give you a pipe. I'll go big.
Stuff's starting to grow pretty rapidly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll go big.
Okay. We need to get together because I want to unload the hydrant. Okay, somebody else has got to take responsibility.
And who might that be?
I don't know.
Why do we need to talk? Maybe Troy would be the mechanic. They can't even get out of their way.
Did you ever get me that bill that you paid light?
They reversed it?
Yes.
What's
that? I called him on the
night. Oh,
yeah, he's going to go out.
After a little prodding.
Yeah.
I mean, he saves me.
Yes.
Just some odd second. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
So you think we ought to try Troy, huh?
He's home all day. Yeah, you can find him.
No, I... So, Rich is going to look at them, but this is fine. This is the amount for the EBU. This goes to the foundation. So that gets deposited and it's a pass through. This 6,000, I believe, is probably the inspection fee. Okay? But it might be the estimate. So I'm not sure, but I think this is the estimate from the developer's grant. Okay? And then this one as well looks like a permanent fee. Okay? The only other thing I need to find out is the bond. I didn't do the grant. So I don't know whether they're doing a bond, whether they're doing a bond or letter of credit. Do we have a signed plan?
They did come and they did sign at my office. I signed the plans.
I think we could have.
We shouldn't have released them for reporting after the developer's agreement and financial security in place.
I mean, we're getting a new logo.
I wasn't. I didn't do
it.
I
knew that. Stop us. Do that.
No.
So I'm
the
not sure.
The big problem is that it's been 6 to 7 months. So where we are within
I'm not
the
not
store,
I'm not
have a pre-construction meeting. I would assume that was done.
And we didn't want
but
okay.
And that whole plan should be recorded, right?
You're right. So
it should be or should have been.
It should have been.
The logo that didn't make it. And I'll write all of the newsletter and everybody can have it. And all of that history will be public.
You have done in tandem, right?
Yeah, that's fine. Anyway, an abundance of caution, and so as not to upset
anyone. Was there cover?
Yeah, am I signing?
I need to read it.
No,
I'll read it in the morning.
You won't be
there. It's been a long day.
Yeah, I know. Mondays lately are. Mondays lately are.
Mondays.
So we got the website going.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that we were going to bring it to a vote.
Typically takes like half a Thursday and Friday, you know. Off either mentally or physically, and then they hit you on Monday morning. It's like,
session,
oh my God.
We vote on that.
It's
we
just
go
going
ahead with the
really
right
fast
away.
At the moment.
Yeah, they can move forward because right now the entire project's on hold until
everybody
wrecked, until we vote on the logo.
Yesterday.
We vote on the logo.
Yeah.
Although,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I think.
And not even
getting
time to
oh,
read what's in front of you.
Can you turn your back for a second? Did he just walk out?
I think he did.
Yeah. There we are. But 2 more weeks.
I realize now my government runs it as well.
No.
I'm man in the office. Megan's man in the office. Between the two of us, we'll put it
out.
I've met like 8 people. I've taken 6 checks for inspections. I've answered calls about sewers. I answered Laura Lim's call. She's here tonight because I told her if you want, you know, you want where we are is what we do. You can talk. Yeah,
right,
there's a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't know
people
better.
Stop by all the time.
Yeah.
Not at all.
The 4,000 building was finished.
Not at all. I get stupid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I want to have inspection this day. I look at all these property parties and I'm like, you don't get a
phone call. Seems to take.
Jared,
thank you.
So it gets really tricky tonight.
Tonight.
You know, for 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, I don't do anything besides answer the door and answer the phones and take messages. I mean, I'm working, you know. And sometimes I won't answer the door if I'm in a conference.
Sure.
Like, I'm working.
That's right.
I'm here, but I'm not.
See you in there.
Well, I sit here and I watch the
stayed one time before.
I watch the outside.
Codes are law.
If this level is 10 years old,
they have to be adopted by the authority on the jurisdiction.
I want to find out when I get home.
Change so much.
I hope so.
That's in your
that's all that's
been
on my mind.
There's
tonight.
Nothing in there that says.
What? You have
We're going to move this up to here.
Yep.
And put it in here, and this is going to go down a little bit. So they're each going to move that way a little bit. Well, you guys all have a half table now.
Okay.
Good. Instead of being squashed in there, which I would say that would drive me nuts.
The other one is really good.
Val, thank you again.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your time.
Don't bring
how's Sue doing? I get a chance to text her. Is she free yet still?
Yes. And she said really out on Wednesday.
Okay.
So Jared's going to be here a little bit, and Megan's going to be here on Wednesday afternoon, and then Thursday morning, she's going to come back in Thursday night, and then Thursday night, we'll come in Thursday night, and then Friday night. Tell them about it.
I've got some time. I can text them. We can be sisters.
If you look at the center of the window,
it's
it's actually, it's architectural. It's not actually a problem.
So we have to Jordan's getting me some information on signage setback and that kind of stuff. So I'm going to call Charlie. Greg Chesson. Thank you.
This was supposed to be the Pennsylvania State. This is for the UCC.
And that's why I
which
the 175.
Okay.
I was going to call Well, this would be it says fire safety.
They'll vote against replacing
this one. You know why. This would have been really UCC thing.
Okay. Well, then I guess I'd be
Yeah, you don't.
You know, Marta was texting right away. Like, so this logo thing is going to be blown up on social media for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we're probably going to have public comment here at the work session about why we're replacing it.
And you know, and if.
No, that doesn't get paid to me. That just brings the state of Pennsylvania
changes as you wish.
No, I only had two bills. And I almost called you on that one because I didn't know where it was in Sue's email.
You're spending considerable.
Well, and she put it on the treasurer's report, and she knows that's going to be impossible.
I have just called seven surrounding
So we're a little over a month behind. So if anybody from the state,
the National Achievers
why did you go to the National
Achievers? Did you get a penalty or anything?
No.
Because Tony Robbins was headlining. 6 hours of Tony Robbins.
Oh, you know, I saw billboards.
I just decided, you know what?
All right. See ya.
Okay. Thank you.
I hear you say one check was wrong.
So that's okay. We can pay it next month, he said. So we're just going to void that and pay it next month.
So
the checks with the...
Did anybody shut these off?
Are
these on still?
Yep.
Push that red button.
We won't forget any of that.
So these are the Westrum checks.
So I'm going to put these and the checks that you all just signed in that top
uploading them to our new website, because the new website's going to have a podcast plugin.
I was going
to
say those too. That's why. Okay.
Matt.
I saw a coral on over there.
And I, okay.
Oh, that's mine.
No, oh. It was on.
Oh.
So I went over there. And
yeah, absolutely. And if she's getting out of Wednesday.
Drew was like, oh, is that whose car? I said, oh, let's find out. And I walked up and I just looked in the window. It's Marta in there madly texting.
Oh, madly texting.
Madly.
Oh, she was madly texting when I was talking to her.
Yes. That's
hilarious. I can copy the five friends.
He said he's going to ask Jerry if we don't need a vote, we're not taking a vote on it.
Okay.
We got to do
that. I said, well, I won't copy this vote, and put them with this, and then I'll put all of them in there.
We don't need to.
Fantastic. Okay. Thanks, Howard. I appreciate it.
Sure. Well, he said if we don't need to, we're not going to.
How do I stop this?
Because I'd like to keep moving forward with this.
Do I turn it off? We're done.
So, in other words, basically, we're just going
to... So the off is right here. It's on hold. But then it keeps going.
Off is...
I mean, off is right here. Do I just turn it off? I don't need it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That works. We don't need it on anymore.
Well, I have a couple more suggestions if you'd like to take them. I'm done.
Oh, I can see that.
And you know I'm going to get a right to know about the loader design. Mm-hmm. All 25 emails that I've gone back and forth with.
How many? I'm trying to remember how many Sue told me that.
Is everybody
here had filed?
Is everybody keeping track of their time and aggravation and money we're spending on all these right to know requests, wasting the taxpayers' money?
Yeah,
but that's going to be part of the campaign.
Yeah, that's going to be part of the list of end of year.
End of year budget. Well, it's going to start talking about the FUB of some sort.
Absolutely.
Oh, did you have a question?
Come back in at one point when we were starting to she was headed.
When?
Just like when everybody was clearing out.
That's why I was like looking.
No, she's gone.
She came back out. Went.
Okay. Is she the short-haired person?
Yeah.
Yeah. The that Marta.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Got it.
You had questions about a sign, like a gateway sign, a welcome sign.
I've kind of
yeah. Again. You don't want to ask Jordan about that.
Oh, okay.
You want to ask these two.
Who?
What? And Marta. Well, not really.
I wasn't sure. I thought, you know, it might be a good idea.
Well, they also have emails that have their names in it. But we don't have any. So really what I have is I have the email from the Adaka Highway, and I have the email with their ad in it. And my response back to Peggy that said, thank you, confirmed. Maybe we'll get a bunch of people together and crash the party. No issues with the test.
So we don't really have anything, right? I mean, I don't think I had anything with their names in it.
I mean, do they want every email I get from promotions and next door on my email that says, the Cheddar Dinner is posted on next door? I clean out my promotions tab every day.
I poured over my email since you called me about that. Mm-hmm. I haven't found one thing.
No,
it says their name. Or more to this for Chester.
Okay. No.
So,
right, this is,
that one's still on.
Oh,
those
are
cool.
That,
yeah, go on. That'd be another thing.
Maybe if you unplug it.
This though, I'm a party to it. I have to.
Well,
have
it was.
Why?
Well,
I'm lumped in with somebody.
Was it that Beth Naughton?
I was in Canada during the meeting.
I do think
so
it's
I don't
Beth
know.
Back actually.
Okay.
Last
back.
Just
okay.
Yeah. So
again, the lawyer that I had in this. He called me.
What in the world?
Uh-huh.
Just take the battery out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you turn it off?
He again reiterated one of the